Allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Galatians 2, verses 16. Know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. But by the works of the law, no one will be justified. So let's break this down bit by bit. The first part of this verse says that we know a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. There are many religions and denominations out there that have rule books. There are things that you must do to be acceptable for that denomination, to be allowed to enter their place of worship, for them to tell you that you'll be going to heaven. However, what this text is telling us is we're not justified by the works of the law. So we can follow a doctrinal rule book to the letter of the law, but that is not what justifies us. We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. So what does that mean in a practical sense? What that means is, if you are following, let's say, in your denominational rule book, they tell you that you are not allowed to wear pants inside the place of worship, and you follow that every single weekend, whatever day you attend service, you never wear pants, but you're so focused on not wearing pants or not wearing makeup or not eating this or not doing that, that you have no faith in Jesus. You think that by checking these boxes, that is how you're going to be justified. That is how you're going to be saved. But it's not. The next line says, we have to put our faith in Christ Jesus so that we can be justified by faith and not by the works of the law. So again, how does that work in a practical sense? It works in a practical sense because our faith is something that we cannot physically see. We can't physically touch. We can't physically hold. But we say, Lord, I have faith in you. I have accepted you as my Lord and Savior. And I have faith that you're going to turn the situation around. Not because I'm giving my 10% tithes every single week. Not because I'm not eating this food or I'm not doing that. I have faith because I have a heart for you, Lord. And my faith is what is allowing me to trust and believe in you. There's no work that we can do to become closer to God. There's no work that we can do to be justified. Later on in Galatians, we're going to hit on a specific text that I talk about often. Faith without work is dead. But first, we know that faith without work is dead. But the first part of that is faith. Our faith has to be stronger than the legalistic, the doctrines, the rule books of the denomination or the religion that we follow. How do we develop a stronger faith? We develop strong faith by going to the ultimate source of our wisdom, God, reading the Bible, listening to things that are leading you closer to Christ. Verse 19, for through the law I died to the law so that I may live for God. We died to the law so that we can live for God. When we give our life over to God, when we say that I commit wholly and fully to you, we are dying to the law. We are dying to self. We are dying to the things that the world tells us is right so that we can live for God. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in you. We're no longer just mere beings. We're not just people operating in this world. When we give our lives to God, we die to ourselves. We die to ourselves so that Christ, so that Jesus can live within us. He's living within you. every day when you wake up and you say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I want to walk with you today. We are dying to self. Every single day, we are dying to self. That is how we develop our faith. The life I live now in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So again, let go of those rule books, of those doctrinal things that you have learned early in life, or maybe you're learning now, and realize that God wants us to do something that sounds simple, but that's very hard. It's to die to ourselves, die to our flesh daily, die to our sinful nature and our desires every single day, and allow Jesus Christ, allow the Holy Spirit to live within you, because we live by faith. God sent his Son to die for us, to do away with all the rules that people tell us we have to do, to let us release our guilt and our shame for the things that we've done. Through him, we have faith. So today, die to yourself, die to your flesh, die to your sins, die to the things that are holding you back, and realize that you are alive in Christ. You are alive because he is alive in you.